Chapter 3. How to Attack a Political Opponent. The Daily Show produced an episode in 2017 which interviewed Mayor Dario Melton of Selma, Alabama, State Senator Hank Sanders, and Fayette Tour. Mayor Melton paraphrases a line from Martin Luther King Jr.'s Nobel Prize acceptance speech, in which he said, "And the lion and the lamb shall lie down together, and every man shall sit under his own vine and fig tree, and none shall be afraid." Then, State Senator Hank Sanders explains the concept of getting along as compared to when somebody in the white community gets a cold, somebody in the black community get pneumonia, what he is describing is a community that has become accustomed to intimidation. Tactics to dominate the political environment are not limited to tar, feathers, and lynchings. Corrupt groups are not limited by race, corruption looks only for the ability to do the crime, loyalty, and silence. These mafias work to be good church members and appear quite the opposite to the stereotype we hold of criminals. They can also become allied nationally and internationally with other corrupt parties. They can become the government and go unseen. In a study of the most politically corrupt states in the United States, Georgia nearly topped the list. CBS. In July 1993, shortly after the investigation started, a potentially crucial witness, Donald Purser, was shot to death in bed at his home. Before then, Mr. Purser, one of Dodge County's most prominent residents, had been meeting with federal agents investigating the corruption case. The New York Times. On November 6, 2013, I purchased 2 acres and 7,200 square foot building located on 155 Liberty Road from Jerry Austin Seller and Eddie Lawson Realty. I paid $595,000 plus commission to the seller and real estate agent, Jerry Austin, and Eddie Lawson would provide a first and second mortgage in the amounts of $497,000, Austin, and $22,600, Lawson. Eddie Lawson and Jerry Austin are my only creditors. I was debt-free prior to this. Both Jerry Austin and Eddie Lawson have done well in local business activities and are well known in the Douglas social and political environment of the county. My original intention was to convert this property into an internet-based storage business. But my new friend that had followed me through my Ron Paul experience, the retired deputy, introduced me to his friend Janet. She expresses desire to become involved with the project. Janet suggests that we start up a flea market. I think it is not a bad idea and agree. The flea market proposal grows, soon she invites her friends and I build booths, soon a flea market venue is ready. I get the permits, build it out, and we open up. Upon opening, although permitted, the city of Villa Rica objects to the outside venue of our market without proper cause. After the first opening day, for no reason, Janet and all participants she had attracted to the market abandoned the proposal. It was very strange, but even stranger was how they behaved, joking, "What is plan B? None will continue." We lost all participants after the opening day. This is not my first rodeo. I have been doing business for some time, but never have I seen this sort of coordinated activity where excitement can be generated and then everyone steps away at the same time. Janet, April 29, 2014, who began the flea market and offered items for sale at our market, comes to remove her items. The day she intends to get her things, one of my creditors, the real estate agent who sold me the property, Eddie Lawson, happens to be there. Eddie Lawson holds a second mortgage on the property. It turns out he knows Janet and is selling a property of hers. Eddie Lawson persuaded Janet to leave her items on consignment. It's unsettling to discover that the person that was involved in my business and caused it to fail to also be friends with the person that sold me the property and holds my mortgage. I am learning what a closed society can be like. I clearly made a big mistake by purchasing this property and doing business in a community like this. A second group of individuals is led by Angela O'Neill. Angela had been invited to the original flea market opening by Janet and friends. She begins to express an interest in leasing space for a clothing business. She wishes to promote and build a larger venue for shopping. Angela starts the second wave in April 2014. It is starting to feel very strange, yet I am astonished and want to see this through. In order to further develop the Liberty Road property, on July 11, 2014, the original creditor Jerry Austin provided another short-term loan of $55,000 at 15% interest rate, including $4,272 in points, origination fees, and settlement charges. This note was secured by my home and residence at 3540 Laurel Springs Cove, Villa Rica, Georgia, and payable on August 1, 2016. I am building the business upon a particular software platform, software that is based on a relational database. Because of this, all these events and participants are tracked and dated on a social media website. This was at the tail end of the 2008 crash. The economy was in bad shape. I offered any tenants who could show real business prospects the ability to start a business without paying rent deposits. When we open, then the merchants would establish a rental rate based on the income they generate from sales. My objective is only to pay the mortgage and create the software platform that will govern and provide accounting for the merchants involved. What I am doing and explaining to them is that we are using social media tools to create a collaborative approach to retail. A group of businesses all in one location that collaborates to generate business. One central hub for accounting, marketing, and online sales, where customers of one benefits all others. This was done on a specific web platform I had created for all to use. Angelia O'Neill spearheads this new project. I hire carpenters and start building shops. As a business plan, I feel confident, participants are showing up, and all appear excited to open businesses. We build an attractive small mall type venue with separate shops and prepare to open.